From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. Pollsters are forecasting historic losses for Democrats in this week's midterm elections, but President Obama isn't giving up. And as Kevin Niedermeyer of member station WKSU reports, he's calling on Ohio supporters to make a difference.
Ohio Governor Ted Strickland is behind Republican challenger John Kasich by between 1 and 4 points, and the state's Democratic Senate candidate is trailing by a wide margin leading into Tuesday's vote. President Obama told the crowd of 8,000 at Cleveland State University that his policies have started lifting the economy out of the recession. He says Republicans started, and he charges that Republicans have voted no on those policies to try to keep the recession going so voters will take out their anger on Democrats at the polls.
They're betting all of you forgot how we got here. Well, Cleveland, it's up to you to let them know we have not forgotten.
Republican gubernatorial candidate Kasich responded to the president's visit in a written statement, bashing the Democrats for rejecting lower taxes and smaller government. For NPR News, I'm Kevin Niedermeyer in Cleveland.
Some Democratic Party strategists are starting to think that they might have a surprise win in the state of Alaska. They've been encouraged by the controversy between incumbent Republican turned write-in candidate Lisa Murkowski and Tea Party favorite Joe Miller. They have a late-in-the-race feeling it could generate a victory for the Democrat Scott McAdams. It has been 40 years since Alaska has had two Democratic U.S. senators. Jury selection begins Monday in the trial of the man accused of kidnapping and assaulting Salt Lake City teenager Elizabeth Smart in 2002. NPR's Howard Berkus reports that lawyers for Brian David Mitchell are prepared to mount an insanity defense.
Brian David Mitchell's mental state has been an issue ever since he was captured 7 years ago when Elizabeth Smart was rescued. She testified later in a competency hearing that Mitchell held her for 9 months and assaulted her multiple times every day. Mitchell was an itinerant street preacher and has repeatedly interrupted court hearings with incessant singing. He was found incompetent to stand trial in state court, so federal prosecutors filed their own charges. With Smart's testimony, they convinced a federal judge that Mitchell appeared to be faking mental illness. Smart is expected to testify again after the jury is seated. Defense lawyers contend that even though Mitchell may be legally competent, he can still be found not guilty by reason of insanity. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.
Democratic Party legend Ted Sorensen has died at the age of 82. He helped President John F. Kennedy craft historic messages and speeches, including former President Kennedy's historic inaugural address. This is NPR News. The two package bombs intercepted last week were both addressed for delivery to Jewish institutions in Chicago, but U.S. and British officials now suspect the bombs were meant to go off before they reached their destinations. NPR's Tom Gelton says investigators are focusing on the bombs' triggering mechanisms.
British Prime Minister David Cameron says he's convinced the bomb found at a British airport was intended to detonate in midair and bring down the plane on which it was carried. U.S. officials have been less certain of the bomber's ultimate target. White House counterterrorism advisor John Brennan says U.S. investigators have not ruled out the possibility that synagogues were the ultimate target, but he is leaning toward the British view.
We're looking at the potential that they would have been detonated en route to those synagogues, aboard the aircraft, as well as at the destinations. But at this point, we, I think, would agree with the British that it looks as though they were designed to be detonated in flight.
Brennan was speaking Sunday on the CBS program Face the Nation. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.
A military sentencing jury has decided upon a 40-year sentence for the self-confessed killer of a U.S. soldier, but the convicted al-Qaeda fighter Omar Carter may serve only 8 years. His defense argued that Carter was compelled by his father to join the insurgents. He was 15 years old at the time of the killing. The U.S. has agreed to send the now 24-year-old Carter back to his homeland of Canada in a year. World Series Game 4, the San Francisco Giants beat the Texas Rangers 4-0. The Giants now have a lead of 3-1. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.